up in
you've
the
got to do it everybody.
And then we have an equal protection issue
right.
if we say no
yeah.
to somebody.
Right. No, we just wrapped up.
You do it for soccer, you got to do it for basketball. If you do it for that, you got to do it for lacrosse. So it's kind of a catch 22.
Are you recording, Mari?
It's on, yeah. Is it 9?
No, it's 8:59.
Come on, Marie. Way off.
Good grief. Whoa. Nice chair.
Okay. It is 9 o'clock. It's Tuesday, October 9th. This is a Recreation Committee. All committee members are present. And I'd like to acknowledge the press and public were notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The second item on our agenda is approval of previous month's minutes, which is, believe it or not, June 6th.
No, yeah. It should yeah. be August 7th.
August 7th.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
the one that I sent in the
yeah.
packet has the correct.
Yes, correct. It does. If there's a
motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. Citizens' comments? Staff is in the audience, but there are no citizens right now. We'll move on to departmental report.
Okay. Just quickly, everything happens in September. As you know, all of our classes started back. Our adult sports, softball, three-on-three basketball, 6v6 soccer, and, of course, our table tennis league all began in September. Our youth athletics, it's soccer season. We start soccer at three-year-olds all the way up to 12-year-olds, so that's going on strong now. As I said, the programs that a lot went through the summer, but a lot of programs stopped during the summer, particularly those dealing with our youth. But all that started back in September, and you know, artists, gymnastics, children's yoga, science with Sam, just a lot of different programs. Our special events, we call them special events, our teenagers started back in September. We have that the first Wednesday of every month from September through May. And then our wellness fair, September 21st, went very well. We had close to 70 city employees to participate in that. And then I know that East Cooper did 60 cholesterol screenings. So that was good participation from the community as well. Harris Teeter Pharmacy was there giving flu, and they didn't have any shingle shots, but because they're back order. But anyway, providing shots for those that wanted them. This past weekend was our Isle of Palms Connect to Run and Walk for the Child. We had over 800 participants. I think it went well. You know, we had a couple of hiccups, which you do in everything, but our after action meeting is next week. But I thought it went well. I saw Councilman Buchanan there. I
was out of town. I wish I could have been there. I like it.
It was a good event.
So what were the hiccups?
It was internal. Nothing with the rate. It was just things that the committee, I think, could have done better.
Oh, okay.
But nothing that affected the race in any way. It's just my perspective on some things.
Gotcha.
Ghostly Tide Tales is Friday, October the 19th. So I hope you all be there. That will be at 25th Avenue, not 28th. We used to do it 28th, but we found that 25th is easier to access, as well as the golf cart parking,
yeah.
So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the police department will be there to help us with pedestrian traffic across Palm Boulevard.
Well, I hope that the city, the recreation staff will be able to go to the appreciation despite having the event that evening.
We will. It's kind of a tight window for us.
It's
but
the same day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because staff was actually scheduled to come in at 12, so we backed it up to 11. So they come to the appreciation. We'll make it happen. We'll make it work. But thank you for taking that in consideration, because it does make it a little bit difficult for us. Yeah, that's all right. We'll survive. Most of them are young. Don't survive. I feel young sometimes.
That's right.
Pumpkin painting is Friday, October 26th. This is always a fun thing for the children. And, of course, our Halloween carnival is on the 31st. We look forward to that. That's one of my favorite I think because I like to scare the children. I don't know, but I love the costumes. I love the excitement of it. So we look forward to that. And then our Holiday Street Festival, December the 1st, so from 2 to 7, and we're working on that full blast too. And just like, you know, Weston Steele, this is his first shot at all of these. So Carrie's been a big help in assisting him. So we're all kind of involved in it until he gets his feet wet and he gets through one round anyway of special events. Just a couple of things that we did off grounds. We continue to mark the fire hydrants, 15 foot square around, circle around them, so people hopefully will not park close to them. We groom the J.C. Long and around the Palm Boulevard and where the racers were going to be, where the event was Saturday. We groomed that. It looked really nice. We paired some holes for the fire department, and we moved an awning at the front beach. They had the table and the benches. The awning was still there. We took that down. You can see the cardio room. Oops, I don't know what happened. Cardio room participants, a little bit down in September, but that's not unusual. It's you'll see it go back up, particularly the first of the year, when everybody's getting ready for the season. But you still have your normal people that are there every day. And some of the spike are some of our folks that are visiting. So if you have any questions, I'll try to answer those for you.
Anybody? Perfect. No, I appreciate it.
Sure.
Good. So, under old business update on Sunday gym opening, how's that going?
It's going as expected.
Yeah.
It fluctuates.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 10, 6, and 10 with adults, and this past Sunday was 2. But people go out of town, so mm-hmm. we're sitting on it. We're doing a better job of getting the sign-ins. We have 2 different sign-in sheets now, one for adults and one for youth, so I can get a better... it did appear, though, this Sunday there was an organized team in there practicing.
Thank you.
Youth team. So I've got to do a little bit of research on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the cameras, I'm like, So anyway, we'll keep our eye on it.
And forgive me, because I think we've asked this a few times.
Okay.
When we, at the sign-in, are we capturing resident versus non-resident?
We were. I'm not sure if it's on the new sign-in sheets or not.
Okay.
But we will. We
okay.
can do that. We can do that. It's... sometimes it's tough to, you know, to get people to sign it so we can read it and to fill out the entire thing. We'll do that. We'll add that to the sheet.
So it was 10, 6, and 10?
10 the first
numbers?
Sunday, 6 the second Sunday, 10 the next Sunday, and 2 this past Sunday.
For adults?
For adults.
What about for the kids?
Children, it's the normal 10 or 12 that hang out there all the time until this past Sunday. And then there was an obvious team practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who they were, but we'll figure that out. Because our younger kids, our island kids were there a little bit before 3 because there were only 2 adults and they went in. I think it played some with them, but then they disappeared and this organized group came in.
Was it like a whole team or?
Yeah, yeah.
So how many do you think?
There were at least 10, because they're playing full court, which is not allowed, but because they were the only ones there, it was allowed. So I was not there. I just pulled up the cameras, and it was obvious. Free play for children never looks like that.
Okay.
It just never looks like that.
Uh-huh.
So when I was pulling up the cameras just to check the numbers, I was like, peculiar. And one of our local kids, I asked him yesterday if he knew those kids, and he said, I didn't know who they were.
So full court is not allowed during
Not allowed during family and normal open gym hours.
Okay.
We're only allowing it during the adult
okay.
hours.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
We'll continue to monitor that, obviously. So under new business, consideration of results for the RFB.
Okay, we put out an RFP for the tennis courts, and the numbers came in a lot higher than we had anticipated. Even though we had reached out to a tennis court folks to give us estimates on that, and I think we were lowballed. So what I did is I went back to the two vendors that turned in their RFP, and I said, here's my problem. I don't have the money to do this, that much money. What are our alternatives? And they both, remarkably, gave me the same solution. And there's this product called Right Crack, I think is the name of it.
Hey, NJ, excuse me. I think you're talking about New Business B, and under A is replacement of the gymnasium floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine, I don't have that one. I have the other one.
First?
Yeah. Mm. I'd ask for them to be reversed, but that's okay. Mm. We'll go back to our basketball gym courts.
There you go.
So, we did get three bids, 4 bids on the basketball gymnasium floor. And one guy gave us a lot of options, and I meant to bring the floor samples and I forgot. But I'd like to recommend that we go to Southeast Sports and Play. They have a maple looking shock floor that I think is better suited for us. We currently have sport court, but I think this is a better product. In fact, Southeast Sport and Play is a company that started sport court. And so I'd like to recommend we go with them for $62,000. The preferred flooring, which is the lowest bid here, is a roll-type floor, a solid floor, but they will not do any of the prep work for the our current floor, our concrete. But Southeast Sports and Play will do the prep work, will fill in some of the cracks, and do some of the necessary stuff that we need to do before we put the floor down.
So this is an improvement over what you've had?
Yes, yes.
Like a significant improvement?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, I think we all got an email from this medallion company. So what's, they were suggesting that, I guess among other things, mold and mildew could be a potential issue with other kinds of flooring besides theirs. And
of course. Theirs is more, if you go in the rec center and you see the hall floor, in the new part, it's very similar to that. They would want to glue it down, and so their concern is the moisture in the slab that we have. Well, you know, come on, that slab was built in the 70s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel confident there isn't a moisture barrier under it. So they should be concerned, actually. The Southeast Sports and Play, the one that I'm recommending, is very much like the sport court. It's a little bit different material. It's a nicer material. Mm-hmm. But it has teeth or legs, if you will, so it allows air and it allows the breathing underneath.
Okay.
It will give. It's forgiving, just like the sport court.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've got a slab that, how stable is it? I have no clue. But it gives. It's with any problems that we would have in the slab, I think it's a better choice for us.
Yeah, I'd be concerned with anything that's a glue down.
Absolutely.
Just for the fact, one, the water table, moisture.
Right.
Two, the surface undulation of the slab itself. I mean, you'd have to go through and self-level that whole floor.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to see the variations and cracks
right.
and what have you.
Right.
So, I mean, anything that spans or has an uncoupling type.
Right. The other advantage that, you know, if we get a hurricane and we get a storm surge, the gym is going to flood. The rest of the building, hopefully, we hope our flood panels work. But this floor can be removed. We can go in and wash it out and put it back
down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's. I hope we don't have to do that. But that can happen if it has to.
So, and even if you had the money for that hire, you wouldn't want it?
I don't think it would be smart for for that building. Okay. If we had a new gym and we had the flood panels and we floodproofed, then that might be a good alternative. But for our situation, I think this is a better choice.
Okay. Can you give just the difference between all the six different options they gave us and what does Shock Tower do for?
It gives you a little bit of more shock absorption than the ones without it. What we have now is sport court and it's a tile. And I'm so sorry I didn't bring those. It's just a firm plastic.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is we have some dead spots because of some of our cracking, which I hope will repair a lot of that. But this actually will give a little bit better. It's better on the joints, better on the hips, the knees, so on and so forth. We shouldn't have any dead spots with this as we do with our current floor.
Okay. And in terms of the difference between Revolution, the Tough Shield, and the Revolution Maple?
The Maple is just prettier. The lesser of the two is a shiny, more fake looking maple.
Mm-hmm.
This is a more, what's the word, painter? Not shiny, not
satin,
gloss, matte, but
more of a satin finish, or
sort of a satin finish. Yeah, that would be the difference. And it's a larger tile. The other one's a smaller,
okay.
Smaller tile.
So I'm just trying to between the three is just aesthetics.
It's just
it's aesthetics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the highest one is meant to look like a true wood floor.
Right. And it has the shock towers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the
right. Yeah. That, I mean.
Right.
That seems like an obvious upgrade.
Right.
With whatever one we get.
Right.
I have one question.
Sure.
The award of a contract is in the amount of $62,000, which is the exact amount that we have in the budget. Do you
mm-hmm.
feel comfortable that
mm-hmm.
that will be enough?
Mm-hmm.
Includes installation, tax, everything,
mm-hmm.
all the power.
And the prep. Yeah.
And the prep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I had a long conversation with him.
Good.
And when will that happen?
Well, it might take a couple of months for them to manufacture because you have to order it.
Uh-huh.
But to actually put it down, it's probably going to be week, 2 weeks max.
Remind me what the warranty was on this again?
20 years.
Okay.
So you probably postpone until after basketball season?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
If they can get the tiles in, and we might postpone a week of games to get it in. Because I'd like for us to play on this on this year.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And the grant?
Oh, yes. I have a $13,000 PARD grant to offset
mm-hmm.
the cost of this as well.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is included in the budget.
That's
right.
Included in
mm-hmm.
the budget. Okay.
The yeah.
So,
which I have to use this year.
Yeah, so we're coming right at budget.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
The 62 includes that $13,000.
That offsetting
built
grant.
Into it already.
Yes.
Right.
Gotcha.
So what it's costing you is 59. I mean,
and it is
49.
It is budgeted.
Wait,
so
that's
the,
that
what's the grant for?
It's a PARD grant.
And,
PARD.
Yeah,
like a state?
It's a
state.
State grant, yeah.
It's bingo tax monies that's distributed
mm-hmm.
to the different agencies, and Charleston County receives it and then
they
disperses
mm-hmm.
it out. And one is for $10,000. I was able, we got more money that year than we had anticipated, so I asked for the $10,000. So. And then I have another one for three.
Well, I'll just mention, too, on the Sunday hours, Mick did say that there were some visitors who came to play at the rec, some who were visiting on the island. I've
mm-hmm.
Okay,
just to
good.
To note that there are some use by
mm-hmm.
Tourism.
Right. Well, I think that'll happen. You know, it's early. We've had a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been some setbacks that we're not used to. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, once the word gets out, it'll... We'll be fine.
Well, and I should have asked this before, but as far as I've been trying to push it out on the neighbors groups
mm-hmm.
on every time to remind
mm-hmm.
people. But what exactly are we doing to let people know? I know it's in the guide about the basketball hours. Forgive me for backtracking, but on the Sunday hours. Has the city been putting that out on their social media as well?
You know, we push that out just like we do everything else. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm
focusing
totally
on that.
Focusing on that.
Right.
I think, not that we have things more important, but there are some, we give that the same justice we give everything else.
Yeah. I guess I hadn't noticed it in the newsletter. Mm-hmm. It wasn't mentioned in the September newsletter.
Okay.
How often do you guys put the newsletter out?
You'll have to answer that, I don't know.
At least
every couple of months, maybe when we have something going on. So next one will probably come out for Halloween and Christmas together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's usually every quarter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
When the start of programs is big. Okay. September is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Norma Jean will look at different ways to make sure
the
information gets out there.
Yeah.
Let's move on to new business. Oh, we need a motion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
So I have one last question on that. I mean, is it a coincidence that it came in the exact amount of the budget, or do you think?
Well, they all ask what my budget was, and it's public record, mm-hmm. so I pretty much have to tell them. Mm-hmm. What did surprise me is that Sport Court, because I've worked with them for years, and their original quote in order to budget for this four was less than that, so it kind of surprised me that they went over, but they know what the budget is. Mm-hmm. It's public record. So, but yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting as well. I think I would have gone $61,999. But
thank you.
Sure.
That's what I assumed.
Okay, any more questions, information? If there's none, go ahead and make a motion to approve the award. What's the name again? Southeastern Sports and Play for a contract of $62,000. I'll make that motion.
Second.
If there's any other discussion, this will move forward to Ways and Means.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get updated from there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Perfect. Thank you, Jean.
Sure.
Now let's move on to the tennis court.
Now we'll get back to tennis courts. I apologize for that. As I say, the numbers came in higher than we had anticipated. So I went back to the two vendors and I said, what are my alternatives? And they both recommended this Right Way Tennis. And it's, actually I have pictures that you can kind of see. Both of their quotes came in really, really close. The difference is, you can kind of see, and you can actually Google Right Way as well. I'm sorry. The one vendor will do all the cracks on the court for $29,235,000. The other vendor will do the cracks that are 3 feet longer, and his bid was $27,257. The $27,000 vendor doesn't give the same warranty as the $29,000. $29,000 will warranty the cracks that they've repaired for up to 3 years. They both advise that if we did this, we would probably be good for 5 years with the cores. They can't guarantee that their other cracks will not form because of the integrity of the asphalt. But this gives us time to, 5 years is your normal length of time before you have tennis courts resurfaced anyway. So I talked with our interim city administrator to see what our options were if we had to go out for bid, or if because these two vendors submitted proposals and then I went back to both of them and said, give me an alternative. Their alternatives are pretty much the same. They're within $2,000 of each other, one offering a little bit more services than the other. So I would like to go this route.
After coming up, during that negotiation, I think what concerns me is the fact that the scope of the work has changed.
Okay.
Instead of removing, we're repairing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when those prices came came back, they're over $25,000. So that would trigger the competitive bidding per procurement code.
Okay.
So I think that the only choice we really have is to go out again, have a separate RFP with the new scope of work, which would be repair instead of replacement, and reach out to the same two vendors and maybe additional ones to get pricing.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can.
I don't think we can.
If that's the pleasure of this committee.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've had some comments and discussions at council the last few sessions, and I think that that's really, we have to be consistent. And so I'll make a motion to submit an RFP for repairing of the cracks in the tennis courts.
Okay, second for discussion. And we've done a lot of repairs to these courts. I'm just not sure how I feel about going and doing more repair. Or do we do we bank this money and tie it in with more money for next year? I mean,
the courts need repair. They need desperate repair.
So if we can repair it, then over the next, let's say, it would probably be good for 5 years.
Right.
I mean, barring no other cracks kind of show up, but if we're able to go through and repair it, then I would recommend that the city start taking stock and start reserving funds. You know, we know what, we kind of know what the cost is and what we want to do, whether we want to add another court itself as well as, over the next 5 years, start bestowing money away. And so we can do that.
What's the average lifespan? What would we expect the lifespan of a new, if we removed and replaced?
You're still going to have to resurface the courts every 6 to 7 years.
Okay.
No matter what you do, it's just not this level of repair. What's happens?
The cost to resurface? What's the cost to resurface? I'm sorry to keep going.
It can be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, depending on what you're. You know. But new asphalt, you shouldn't have many cracks for, I would say, 10 or 15 years. It just, you know, depends. But you're always going to get cracks because you've got a, you know, a poor subject. You've got a foundation that's going to move and shift with the weather. But you're always going to have to resurface every 7 years, and that can be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. But I think this will last us a good 3 to 5 years. And I agree with Councilman Buchanan, then that gives us time to go back and maybe bank some money. Because we were looking at over $100,000
right,
just to redo these two courts.
So if we can put 50 away a year, you know, 75 or whatever to start working on it. Same way we did with our lights and our fields and everything.
Correct. So we can put it in our capital. Our 10-year capital plan, and then plan every year to save, to look at replacing them.
Perfect. Yeah, good. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, someone say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Perfect. Good. Blah, blah, blah. C. Discussion of allowing surf lessons on the beach. Deja vu. I was chairman of the committee when we did this before. So... this was brought up because of the fact that we had folks wanting surfing, although I didn't put it on the agenda, and I don't know if you want to brief us on it.
Sure, absolutely. It was a request by Councilmember Smith a couple months ago.
We kind of agreed that it was going to head this direction from public safety because it was more of not necessary, even if it doesn't involve the recreation department, that it seems to fall better on the recreation committee now that it's not a city-sponsored event, now that we're not considering it as a city-sponsored event.
So you all recall a couple months ago we received, the city council received a request from a company that wanted to offer surfing lessons on the beach. They had a little bit of a timing issue. There was some urgency associated with that request because they had been advertising surfing classes and lessons on the beach, albeit, you know, illegally because the city prohibits any commercial activity happening on the beach. the city council discussed the options. There was a short-term option, which would be granting city-sponsored event status. Staff didn't really think that that was the intention of the city-sponsored classification or city-sanctioned classification. So we looked at what options were available if city council was of a mind of allowing this to happen. And I think that that is the first question that council needs to decide, whether or not they are of a mind to allow this type of activity happening on the beach. Surely it has benefits and cons. The city obviously has a history about way before my time. The last time that this happened, and it wasn't a very good experience for the city or those involved. But I think, you know, through that conversation that happened among council, it was decided, let's look at what the long-term options there are. Again, basically we have two options. The city can decide to have a franchise agreement. That would be something that needs to be done via ordinance. It's the option that grants the city the most control. we have to disconnect this, I'm sorry. It gives the city the most control.
You just hung up on somebody.
Do you mind, Norma Jean, disconnecting it, please? Thank you, John. It gives the city the most control because the city can decide whether to allow an exclusive franchise agreement or 2, 3, 4. You can decide what franchise agreements you want to put in place, whether it's just for surfing activities or any other activity on the beach. So I think that that's, if city council is of a mind to allow that, I think that that would give the city more flexibility and more control into what is allowed on the beach. The other option that there is amending section 7320, which is commercial activities on the beach prohibited. There's already an exemption for photography activities less than an hour. It could be an exception there. However, if the city went through it the first year, didn't really like it, it would require another amendment to the ordinance. So I think that that would be a little cumbersome. But I think it is up to the policy setting body to decide whether or not city staff should look into any of these two options and, have a plan forward. I think, there's always advocacy from people from the community who would like to have the option of having classes offered for their kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if, the committee has an appetite to discuss this or what direction I think we take from here.
Go ahead, John.
I think that what we heard throughout that process was a lot of interest from the community and from residents for something like this. So the first question is, do we want to pursue something at all? And from what I've heard in my perspective, the answer is definitely yes. And the next is what direction we give staff in terms of putting something together. From our discussions in council on this, it sounded like and what to me seemed like the best solution was the separate franchise option specifically for surfing, not an amendment to the current ordinance, but a new ordinance specifically for surfing. Now you bring up, there are other things that we might want to consider. Let's hypothetically say yoga on the beach. I think let's start with surfing, and that was what was raised, and so I think let's start there and maybe look for other opportunities in the future if we feel like there's a need. But right now it seemed like the need was pretty much centered on that. So I would like to make this in the form of a motion. I'd like to, if it needs a motion, I'll ask you to give you direction to draft up whatever ordinance language would be necessary to make this happen.
I'll second that.
Perfect. And I think that's the best way. I think that by no way do I want to put this in the hands of the recreation and the staff or anything like that. It has to keep them totally separate of this. It's the city, running. I agree. And that's a good start. And I think that's the sentiment of the residents. And it was in the past, and that's why we tried to do it. And we were kind of limited, kind of tied our own hands with our own laws. So Yeah, I think that's the best way to go.
I have a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. Would the city want to allow, just give one exclusive franchise agreement to one company every year? We could do it.
Yeah.
We could do it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if at the end of the year city council is not satisfied, it's not a 3-year contract. It's not
mm-hmm.
a 2-year contract. It could be
mm-hmm.
done
mm-hmm.
annually.
Right.
The way that I would recommend, like you said, was to have an RFP. City of Holly Beach has an RFP that's very thorough that we could use as a model.
Mm-hmm.
The city could evaluate those proposals and make a decision about who to grant the exclusive franchise agreement. This shows a potential for revenue for the city. It gives the city the ability to control the magnitude of this
mm-hmm.
activity. You know, if the city could say we would allow it only X months out of the year, only in this area of the beach,
mm-hmm.
right.
so that it's not disruptive to areas that are already crowded. You can control the amount of lessons given a day or students. It gives the city, it protects the city, because the city could require insurance documentation and hold harmless agreement and insurance and naming the city as an additional insurer. So there are opportunities to make sure that the city is protected. And we can certainly work on that, on this during this fall and winter,
mm-hmm.
so that we potentially could have something in place by next summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not sure if it needs to be exclusive or not, because I'm thinking about the different areas of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have Wild Dunes, who has a phenomenal
mm-hmm.
setup down there where they can keep all their stuff stored and put away, and somebody could do that. I don't know if somebody else had the opportunity to, you know, if somebody wanted to do one-on-one or,
mm-hmm.
you know, one-on-two lessons,
mm-hmm.
basically. And then we could say, I mean, Wild Dunes, definitely you could have a larger group because they have the areas for it. Outside of that, I think you're gonna have to limit. It's gonna have to limit the number of students that you can have, because
mm-hmm.
there's, you don't have the infrastructure
mm-hmm.
to sustain
parking.
It. Mm-hmm.
Right. And what exactly was the ordinance? I wonder. Motion, if we're already asking
to create a new ordinance for franchise
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
serving.
Correct.
Yeah, I think there's actually a lot of questions we probably need to.
Yep.
Discuss
mm-hmm.
like you were
mm-hmm.
saying, what are our goals? Do we, and as Desiree was saying, do we want to allow for the possibility of two different vendors doing
mm-hmm.
different things, like
mm-hmm.
one that's geared
mm-hmm.
on Wild Dunes and one that's geared more on
mm-hmm.
residential,
mm-hmm.
Maybe providing a surf camp versus
mm-hmm.
surfing lessons and that kind of thing. So I think there's a lot of questions
consider. I think the motion is really to direct the staff to start working on
mm-hmm.
something. And well, I think we have plenty of time
mm-hmm.
to
work out those
details.
Yeah, I just want
to
make sure.
At least give them
for sure
some
mm-hmm.
direction to start
uh-huh.
pulling from other communities.
Oh.
And it might be, I mean, to your both of your points
mm-hmm.
and to your question, I think Wild Dunes is pretty well set up for running groups.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Outside is not so well set up for groups. It's more appropriate for one-on-one, and so perhaps the ordinance speaks to within Wild Dunes groups are allowed, outside it's, you know, one-on-one instruction or something. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but that type of language might be appropriate, and I think is again responsive to what people want.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
the opportunity for camps, but you know, I don't think a one-on-one lesson is really disruptive, and that I think that was the whole
right.
point. Just like a photographer is not disruptive
mm-hmm.
to people enjoying the beach,
mm-hmm.
if I'm out. I mean, I'm not going to
yeah.
teach surf lessons. No one
right.
wants to learn from me. But
well, I definitely
there,
agree
yeah.
and want to encourage the possibility of allowing surfing instruction for a variety of reasons, including safety. And I feel like it's been just odd that we couldn't allow that possibility for people who were sending their kids all the way to Folly Beach to get
yeah.
surfing instruction legally, or maybe otherwise skirting
mm-hmm.
around the laws. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm excited to
yeah.
see what the possibilities are
mm-hmm.
and see, but I think that it'd be interesting to really look at how Folly is doing
mm-hmm.
it. And,
right. The thing is, we need to look into it. And one of the reasons we had that, the city has been steadfast and zero tolerance on a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
And just because there's a number of issues that can arise, and you know, I think we just have to stay on top of it and say, you know, what we are going to allow, what we're not going to allow, mm-hmm. the commercialization of the beach area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, because you start to set precedent mm-hmm. with different ordinances and what have you. So mm-hmm. we just have to.
And I think that that would be, mm-hmm. I expect that would be the concern
mm-hmm.
from, you know, people in the community and also other council members. Mm-hmm. You know, the city, for like council member Buchanan said, the city has been very strict in what is allowed or not allowed mm-hmm. on the beach. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's the whole point of that section on the code. So I think that one downside or something to keep in mind is that this might open up the possibility of other activity to happen on the beach, and whether or not council mm-hmm. is
right.
willing to allow that or willing to just be
mm-hmm.
Exclusive in certain activities. But
right.
but it is something that could potentially, it could potentially open up the floodgates.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
in
we
terms
need to look
of,
at, yeah, we need to
well,
look at how, if, how we makes us vulnerable
mm-hmm.
to, you know, I don't want to say lawsuits, but just people who say they have every right as a surf camp or every right as a photographer,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we just need to make sure that we're.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we control the floodgates.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, but I think it's good to start with surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think surfing is unique. You
correct.
Can only surf in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
at the same time, it's a unique safety issue of both trying to promote safety
mm-hmm.
and so that kids are learning how to surf, but doing it in a way that it's not infringing on the safety of other people.
Right.
So I think it's good for the city to have the control that a franchise agreement
right.
would have.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I think it could be a good test for
mm-hmm.
others.
If we wanted to do it with others, but we can always we can always decide whether or not we want to do that.
And right. like I said, the agreement can be set up for, it's an annual agreement, so it
mm-hmm.
has to be renewed every
right.
year.
That's
every
good.
Year,
yeah.
the city goes out for an RFP
mm-hmm.
and receives you know, new proposals from other people that might
mm-hmm.
be interested in offering surfing
mm-hmm.
lessons. So if we do it annually, it gives the city more control over
mm-hmm.
what's allowed or not allowed, or who's allowed on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, well, I have one more question, which relates, but the county parks, how are they set up in terms of offering? They do offer some things. I'm not sure if they're exactly on the beach or not, but they are sometimes offering classes and that kind of thing that seem to involve the beach to some degree.
I would have to look at to see exactly
uh-huh.
what classes they're offering.
Yeah.
They do. They have to comply
do they have
with the
some
same
kind of
ordinance. No.
They offer rentals, I believe, but.
I know they've
yeah.
kind of, yeah.
But it's similar to
that.
The rentals that are delivered on the beach.
Right.
They're not soliciting on
mm-hmm.
the beach. So that's a difference, and that's something that the city has always interpreted. If you're delivering,
mm-hmm.
You're not necessarily soliciting and therefore not commercializing
okay.
The area of the beach.
Okay.
But there are no exemptions
okay.
in the code for
okay.
the county park.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to direct the staff to look into the RFP for surf-related activities on the beach. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Then D, discussion of fall use and scheduling, field use and scheduling.
I don't know
why
this is
on. I think I put that on there before, previously. I think
okay.
just for the fact that I think we had one of the things that we had talked about, we have so many people contacting us
mm-hmm.
wanting to utilize the fields, and I just want to make it, it's been city policy that we don't, just because we have so much activity going on in scheduling, whether it's the practices, whether it's the scheduling around the event, or the scheduling for
mm-hmm.
events, or scheduling around for games. So I know every phone call I get, I send it to you.
Well,
so.
I checked with Aaron, just to, soccer, for instance,
mm-hmm.
We have practices Monday through Friday. Monday nights we have games for 9 and 12, 6:30 to 8:30. Tuesday 6v6, Wednesday 7 and 8, Thursday 9 through 12,
mm-hmm.
and Fridays are team practices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we tried to schedule other folks, then our fields get no rest at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And rest is important to,
yeah.
I mean, they get played on over the weekend because they're
mm-hmm.
they're open to whoever wants to come out and play, but
okay.
just no organized
Okay, that was it.
But, and you were saying rest is important. I'm curious to know. It helps the grounds.
The grass has to grow, and if it gets continued banged on
trampled on
a lot, then it's difficult to get it to grow.
Gotcha.
Or keep it looking as nice as we try to keep them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That was it. I put the next one on there because I had a few emails, and during the health
wellness fair
thing, we had a bunch of people stop me and ask about Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Do we currently have Wi-Fi in the lobby area?
We have Wi-Fi, but it's through the police department, so it's secured, so the password doesn't go out.
It's not public.
It was put there so when we have public meetings, you guys can use your iPads, so it can be accessed by the city government or the PD, but it does go through their firewall.
Mm-hmm.
We have looked at this. In fact, when we were getting it, I thought we were going to have a public one.
That's what I thought.
So I did reach out to, but Chief B and the IT folks tell us we shouldn't do that because of the security reasons. If somebody's able to get on that Wi-Fi, they could potentially get personal information through the that goes through the city. So I've reached out to Technology Solutions to give me a cost to see what it would take to at least have it. And because we think it would be beneficial in the cardio room. I think a lot of people in the cardio room would like to have it, particularly the lobby and the cardio gym area.
Right.
We could have it.
Yep. And for an antenna out towards the park, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we could get both pricing just for inside the building and outside. Right. I think that people
inside is complicated.
The structure.
Because the structure, it's going to be limited. Without a lot of different,
you're gonna have to put a lot of boosters.
Put a mesh.
But we'll. I'm getting prices on that. I saw this on the agenda, so I reached out to Technology Solutions. They'll work that up.
Perfect. That'll work. Thank you for looking into that.
Absolutely.
And the next one I put on there as well for had a lot of folks discussing. And I think we've talked about it in the past. Sunshades. Different types of sunshades over different areas of the playground.
Mm-hmm.
If we can.
Well, we've talked about it numerous times. It depends on which feature you want to shade and which ones you don't want to shade.
I think that's either here or there because it's going to change throughout the day.
That's correct.
Yeah. So
the couple of issues we have, because our playground is laid out the way it is, there's a certain parameter around each feature that you have to maintain. You can't put anything any closer than that, or so our challenge would be, in order to put shades up and put posts, we'd have to take features out and redo. If you did it over the whole thing, now we're talking about $100,000. But you're also talking about when a hurricane comes, it's got to come down.
Right.
And we obviously don't have the staffing.
No.
And it's probably going to cost you close to $1,000 every time you have to take it down and put it back up. So there's challenges. What we've tried to do is plant more oak trees. I've gotten with Douglas. We're trying to get some more oak trees. Because at any given time during the day, there's shade on the playground. It might not be the feature you want to play on, but there is shade. 12 o'clock in the middle, there is no shade. Obviously, the sun's straight up, but there's shade on either side. So we can do it. Our challenges are the money and the restructuring the playground.
If we could, without restructuring, if we could get a overview or say have a company look at what we have, if something could fit on there perhaps without having to move stuff around or what layout, even if you had one shade, one thing, to make it work or whatever, it'd be interesting.
But which feature do we cover?
It doesn't matter.
Because they have to be tall, because we have the tall structures, so you have to have it tall enough that children can't crawl up there and touch it. So
and this may be something we'll have to look at as we're going through and replacing features. We can, as we're replacing features, and we know.
Did anybody say which one they play on the most?
No. Okay. Yeah, they were just concerned about just being in direct sunlight. The time that they're there a lot of times. And I said we'd look into it. So
I like what you were saying about trees. Maybe trying to do more naturally and I think that would be.
Unless you're bringing in 30-foot trees, you're not going to get a whole lot of shade right
well,
now.
Well, we've got two pretty good ones there, and then we planted another one the last year before. I mean, it came in from someone that cut down trees and we transplanted. We lost.
How expensive is our, you know, can you, is it to put in a nice, sizable tree?
It is very expensive.
Yeah, it is, but we were fortunate because I think it was something to do with the tree ordinance and they had to relocate the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't cost us anything because the contractor had to relocate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
We can look into it. It would just be helpful if I knew.
Well, Jen's is about to get rid of some trees.
I was just thinking about that.
Well, that's when I talked to Douglas sometime back when they were talking about those trees. Because it is a maintenance issue. And you know, please understand, I have one maintenance employee.
Right.
So it becomes challenging. Just the hurricane shutters, for instance. Mm-hmm. It takes all of us, and it's about 3 hours that it takes all of us to put those things and take them down. So, you know, every time we do something, I look at the maintenance of it and the personnel and the resources I have to make those things happen.
Yeah.
So that's an issue as well.
And then we'll bring that up. I'd feel more comfortable addressing, going back to this person and saying we're looking into it.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Okay. Miscellaneous business, none.
Say that the farmer's market this Thursday, it has not been canceled yet. We have a meeting this afternoon, a staff meeting to look at the weather forecast and where we are with Hurricane Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hurricane Michael. And we will be making that decision hopefully later today, tomorrow morning at the latest. But it might be that we will not have a farmer's market this week.
Okay.
I was kind of assuming that when I was looking at the weather
forecast. I think Thursday is supposed to be the worst day.
Yes, that's why.
I wonder if school might be canceled, though.
Well, I'm expecting to know more this at noon today.
Okay.
And as soon as I know, I'll send you all situation reports immediately, so you'll be hearing from me.
Okay. And we have the times here for the opening of the Sunday opening of the rec center. Next meeting date is Tuesday. Have it 5 p.m. November 6th.
That's elections. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually out of town that week, so
okay.
I mean,
yeah, we can have a
quorum without me, but
I'm pretty flexible.
How about Monday, the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're at this that week.
I'm
sorry.
That's why
I thought it was that day.
I mean, I understand. I might. If that's the week that needs to happen, then.
We'll be closed.
We'll be closed Monday, the 12th for Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, the 13th.
I don't have a problem with that.
It's good by me.
What time? 5 p.m.?
Let's see.
Yeah.
What was it?
Tuesday, November 13th.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Does that work for you, NJ?
Does that work for you, Karen?
No, she won't be here. She goes home.
Okay. That's
it. We're doing it at 5, though?
5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it eats into my work day here.
Okay, we're switching that from the morning intensely.
I think
we're deciding days, 5 o'clock on Tuesday was what
this
committee had chosen.
Yeah. So, which is better off. And I think it's hopefully residents can make it there, too.
Okay.
That's it. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourned at 9:54.
Cool.
That's a big wreck agenda.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Let's
do better next time from that one.